Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Now it's time for the Mercedes in the Morning Pre-Show, Mix 94.1.
Good morning and welcome to the pre-show. It is finally Friday. It's November 22nd, 5:29, just a little early. It's 5:30. So how you guys doing this morning? Thank you so much for being here, getting ready for the weekend. I just feel like there's just so much going on between movies opening up and F1 in town and the holidays around the corner. It's just like so crazy right now.
It is a busy, busy weekend. You guys are going to see Wicked again this weekend, or is that all next week? Because you already saw it once. When's round two for you guys?
Tonight, we're going to go tonight to see it. And then we're going to go again next week to see it. So, yeah, my oldest daughter, she just came into town last night. So she wanted to see Wicked on opening day. She's like, I don't want to see any spoilers. I want to see it the day it comes out before the spoilers start coming out. And I was like, yes, we'll get in. And so, of course, I want to see it again. I thought it was so good. I loved it. And so, previously, we had tickets when they first went on sale for next week. But since she didn't want to miss spoilers, we just decided to keep those and then go again tonight.
So,
yeah, it's going to be a lot. But I do want to see Gladiator, too. That's another movie that's coming out that not a lot of people have been talking about. Denzel Washington, Pedro Pascal. So that should show a respectable showing, probably definitely second place, but it's going to be a big movie too this weekend.
Yeah, Wicked is just going to, I think, just like you said, and after you saw it, it's going to just destroy the box office this weekend. I think we were talking about trying to catch it on Sunday, but I think if we're going to do that, we better get our tickets soon, because I'm guessing theaters are starting to sell out this weekend for that movie.
Yeah, good luck finding
tickets.
we had to go to a theater that's not close to our house to go see it tonight.
Oh, you did? Really?
Yeah, because all the theaters near us were completely sold out, unless they're adding additional screenings. But I think it was Monday that we got the tickets right after we saw it, and good luck finding any in our area. We're having to drive to Town Square to go see it.
Are you? Oh, our little hidden gem is we like to go to the Suncoast, the theater inside the Suncoast.
Yeah, we checked there.
Oh, it's sold out?
Yeah.
Darn it.
Yeah, that's our hidden gem, too. That's where we go. And yeah, good luck.
It's great inside there. It's awesome.
There's random seats in the front, in the very front, but all the good seats are taken.
Oh, no, yeah. Oh, okay.
So just a heads up, you might want to grab those tickets now.
Last night, all of them. She said, do you think we could see Wicked this weekend? I'm like, yeah, what about Sunday? Because we got F1 stuff and everything. Like, what about Sunday when it's a quieter day? She's like, yeah, let's do it. Let's get some tickets. I'm like, all right, that'll be awesome.
Yeah, start looking right now.
Maybe Monday night?
Yeah, Monday might be a great time to go see it. Monday, even during the afternoon or something like that.
Gosh. So,
yeah, it's going to be a busy one. If you've seen it, what did you guys think? I know there were some advanced screenings. We had an advanced screening, and I think people, overwhelmingly, everything I've seen has been just super positive on the movie.
I like it when we get a big movie like this that kind of transcends things. I mean, I saw Wicked at the Smith Center when it was here. I only saw the first half. I didn't stick for the second act, but there's a great energy about this, excitement, and you're hearing some of the storylines about the movie. I'm excited to go see it,
It should be good. If not, you'll get to see it at some point.
By the way, I felt out of place last night not watching a Christmas movie. That has been my week.
Oh, really?
Watching Christmas movies in and out all week. And last night, I got done my work, and I did a workout at the house, and Laura was at an F1 dinner last night, so I'm hanging out. I'm like, no Christmas movie. I guess I'll watch the football game.
Yeah, we were watching F1 practice, and my daughter suggested, she's like, hey, can we watch a Christmas movie tonight? I was like, oh, well, we're watching this practice. And then my husband also was watching the football game, and I was like, I don't know if we're going to get to it, but we've got our next one set. I think it's called The Merry Gentleman, and I think that it will be the one that we will be
writing
watching.
Writing it down now, The Merry Gentleman?
Yes.
What's his name? Chad Michael McMurray?
Oh, Chad Michael Murray? Yeah, that's I believe that's the one with him, Chad Michael Murray.
All
and
right.
There's a girl, you probably recognize her from like 80s and 90s sitcoms, Marla Sokoloff, I believe, is in there. So, yeah, we're going to watch The Merry Gentleman next. That's the next one on board.
Okay, I'm in right now.
make your notes, make your accommodations now.
Perfect.
All right, well, let's get the show started. Time for the pre-show. You pick them. You guys get to pick the first song of the show. Do you want to hear Don't Turn Around by Ace of Base? Don't turn around, 'cause you're gonna see my heart breaking. Don't turn around, I don't want you seeing me cry. Do you want to hear Spice Up Your Life by the Spice Girls? Do you want to hear Clocks by Coldplay? Those are your choices. You can vote right now. Get us your call or your text at 702-364-9400. Also, you can reach out on social media, tweet us or thread us at
Blue Sky, what's the other one?
Yeah, at Mercedes in the AM. Or you can vote on our Facebook page, Mercedes in the Morning. We will count your votes now and reveal the winner next on Mix 94.1. Last year, it was Barbenheimer, and this year, it is Glicked. The two big blockbusters that are out this weekend. You've got Wicked, of course, which everyone is talking about. And then you have Gladiator 2, which is going to do well in the box office. Obviously, it's probably going to fall at the number 2 if we're being realistic about everything. But still, that is a great showing against what is probably the biggest movie of the year. And come to find out that, Steph, you never saw the original Gladiator.
I've never seen it. And I remember when it came out, I mean, I was a kid, but my dad and my uncles are like coming back from the movie theaters. Oh my gosh, Gladiator was so good. Russell Crowe did amazing. And then fast forward 14 years later to the sequel, spoiler alert, he dies because he's not coming back.
What?
So, no. Hey, I'm sorry.
Come
if you
on.
Didn't know, if you didn't
come
know.
On, Steph.
I mean, I'm looking at everyone. Why isn't Russell Crowe coming back? Well, he can't get reincarnated. And I'm like, well, I would have never known. I can't watch those type of movies. The bloodiness, the war stuff. Don't mind, like, Game of Thrones I loved, but I had to cover my eyes during the bloody scenes. So never have I seen Gladiator, and I also get confused between Gladiator and Braveheart.
I saw Gladiator, but I forgot that he dies. So honestly, you did just spoil it. I'm like, sitting here like, he died? I remember, I'm not going to spoil anything, but I remember another major character died, and I remember the way they died, and it was very, like, it was crazy. But dang it! Russell Crowe dies? Are you kidding me?
I guess so. I've never seen it, but that's what I hear on the internet.
Oh, man!
What's the line at the end of Braveheart that Mel Gibson says? Something about
freedom.
I'm the same way, because I was thinking freedom. Is freedom that line in Gladiator or Braveheart? I also get the movie 300 confused with all that stuff, because with Gladiator coming.
I never saw that.
Isn't that Here Is Sparta?
That's 300?
I think.
That's Braveheart. No?
No, I don't know, but
no,
I do know.
No, that's definitely not Braveheart.
Braveheart is also coming out with the sequel next year, and I didn't know that either.
They are?
Yeah, that's
still
what
brave?
I guess so. But yeah, Mel Gibson stars in Braveheart 2 coming out next year. Never seen it. I guess he didn't die because he's going to be in it.
Mm-hmm. Braveheart 2 is about William Wallace. It's based on a true story. So but, yeah, I believe he did die.
Yeah, Mel Gibson died in Braveheart. Another spoiler alert.
I didn't know that.
Or maybe I'm wrong. Man, I cannot recall some of these movies. But is there a classic movie that you have not seen that everyone has except for you? 702-364-9400. Emery just said Moana 2 is also out this week. Isn't that next week?
Yeah.
I thought that was next week.
Correct.
Yeah.
Correct.
Okay. But still, that's going to be in more competition in the box office. I've never seen, and this blows people away whenever I mention it on the show, I've never seen, and I already forget the name of it, the one with Al Pacino, "Say hello to my little friend."
Scarface. Yeah.
I've never seen that movie.
Oh, that's a classic.
I hear all about it. I know that line. I've seen like that scene on TV before, but I've never seen the movie.
Say hello to my little friend.
That's all I know.
Is it about
a guy who has a scar on his face, I'm guessing?
Yes, he comes over from Cuba in the 80s and becomes the drug empire king down in Miami, Florida. He's running all the cocaine down there in Miami, Florida. The Yeho, as he says it. Michelle Pfeiffer's in it. That's his girlfriend. It's an awesome movie. I remember when that came out in the 80s. I saw it late. I actually didn't see it till the early 90s is when I saw it. But I remember after I saw the movie, I think a lot of guys out there had the Scarface poster to hang up in the room. And I certainly had Scarface hanging up in my room. Al Pacino, that white suit and the black shirt underneath it. Classic.
There's a bunch of texts coming in. I've never seen Top Gun, this one says. That's a classic. Did you see the sequel? Because that was actually pretty good.
That was good. Yeah, it was a great follow-up.
Goodfellas on here. Someone just wrote, Gladiator is the best death scene ever. Sandel says, I've never seen any of the Godfather movies. Come to think of it, I never have either. Have you seen The Godfather movies?
I have. It's when I was a teen. Yeah, I haven't watched them recently, but I did see The Godfather movies.
Yeah. Ashley says, I've never seen The Lion King. Another Ashley, I don't know if it's the same one or a different one. My wife has never seen Wizard of Oz. Well, Wicked will be a great little prequel for you if you want to see it.
Oh, yeah, because you see Wicked.
You see her origin story.
Yes, exactly.
What's interesting is like the two stories actually kind of cross. They're on two different timelines, Dorothy and then, you know, Elphaba and Glinda. And then at some point they cross and then they go off again. The timeline's very interesting.
Oh, I'm looking forward to seeing this movie this weekend.
It's going to be good.
Got to figure out Gladiator, 300, and Braveheart, the difference between the three.
And figure out how you're getting tickets to Wicked, too.
Welcome to another episode of Mercedes in the Morning. Show number
2176.
And now, here's your host, Mercedes and JC.
Good morning and welcome to the show. You made it. It's finally Friday, November 22nd. It is 6:03. Getting ready for a busy Vegas weekend. We've got a lot to talk about today and a lot of cool things to give away. So make sure you stick around. It's going to be a busy one this morning.
Going into a busy weekend. Earlier in the week, I got my nails done on Tuesday. And I discovered that at the nail salon that I go to, I've been going to the same salon for years. I don't have a specific person, so I've seen everyone inside there. But I discovered they've got a nickname for me at the salon.
Okay.
And my nickname, I went in, I sat down, she started doing my nails, and she starts chipping away at the corner of my nail. And she's like, what's this? I'm like, that's crazy glue. She goes, crazy glue? I'm like, yeah, my fingers are always cracking. And she goes, oh, yeah, Mr. Dry Hands.
Oh, no.
I'm like, huh? And then the woman next to her, I've seen many times, looks up and looks at me, looks at her and goes, dry hands. And goes back to doing the lady she was doing. I'm known as Mr. Dry Hands at the place where I go and get my nails done.
That is so sad. You're the dry hand guy?
I'm the dry hand guy. I am the dry hand guy. And then when she was getting close to the end, she said, you know, there's some kind of treatment or something that we can do that will give you extra moisturizer. I'm like, dry hands is good. I'll be out of here.
Do they help you alleviate any of that dryness? Do they give you like a paraffin wax
or
anything like that?
That's what she wanted to do. Yeah, she wanted to do the paraffin wax. I'm like, I don't got time for that. That's what she wanted to do. She said, it'll help with the dry hands. Mr. Dry Hands.
That is so funny. So I think we give you your own theme music.
Uh-huh.
And we... JC going in to get his hands fixed. Mr. Dry Hands. Dun, dun. yeah, I definitely think that we run with that.
Because they all know me there, and I always, that's the thing I do. I was thinking about it, every single one of the ladies that works there at some point has chipped away the crazy glue that I put on the end of my cracked finger nails when they all dry out.
Does anyone have like nicknames for their clients at work or maybe your coworkers? 702-364-9400. I feel like we used to have a lot more nicknames for people. I can't think of any nicknames that we have for anyone right now, but I do remember there was one coworker we had and she was just miserable. And so whenever we would want to talk about her, we had to come up with like a different name. And all we could think of was her age. So we called her 38. It was like, have you heard from 38 this morning? No. Oh, I hope 38's not here.
And so years later, we refer to that person as 38. They're no longer 38, but we still call them 38.
They're well into their 40s at this point, but we still call them 38.
It didn't go as the years went by. We didn't change it to 39. We just stuck with that original 38.
That was just the way we did it. And I know a lot of people will call people Karens or something. Oh my God, I got the funniest... funniest like Karen like response to an Instagram story I did yesterday. I posted this picture. I was getting my lashes done, and in the lobby they had this really cute like mannequin set up to look like a Christmas tree. Like the top part was a mannequin and the bottom part looked like a Christmas tree. I just posted a picture of it. I was like, how cute is this? And a woman who was named Karen literally responded, not. I was like, okay.
Who chooses not?
Yeah, I was like, all right.
Not.
I just wrote back, oh. Like, I didn't know what to say. I'm like, I mean, if you didn't like it, you just could have just not responded. I'm like, not.
That's what great. She's still using not. Not. You know how many people she uses that on?
How cute is this? Not. I was laughing about it. I'll take because I was just like, what's wrong? Are you okay?
Not. Nice Christmas tree. Not.
I know. It was so weird.
Coming up here in 10 minutes, those tickets for you to go see Shania Twain. And we also have What's Trending. What do you got for us?
All right. We are going to talk about Apple Music. They named their Artist of the Year. Do you agree with their pick?
Not.
A lot of people might say that. Details coming up in What's Trending.
Are you guys ready? All right, let's check in on the hot topics.
Mercedes in the mornings. What's trending? What's trending on Mix 94.1?
Billie Eilish is trending this morning. The singer has been named Apple Music's Artist of the Year for 2024 in a statement. Billie said that Apple Music has supported her since day one. She's honored to get this recognition this many years into her career. And it's really cool because the senior director of content over at Apple Music, they just really praised her evolution, saying that from the moment they first heard Ocean Eyes nearly a decade ago, which when they said that, I was like, Ocean Eyes came out a decade ago. Like, that's my favorite Billie Eilish
Is
song.
It? Uh-huh.
It's 10 years old.
Whoa.
Oh my gosh. But from the moment that song came out, she says that they've been fans and champions of her work, and just to see how she's kind of blossomed the way she has and as bravely and honestly as she has been really inspiring. 2024, if you look at it, I know a lot of people think like, oh my gosh, it was Taylor's year, or it was Sabrina's year, or it was Beyonce's year. But if you really look at Billie's year, it's been pretty epic. She's won 2 Grammys for What Was I Made For. Her third studio album, Hit Me Hard and Soft, that debuted at number 1 on Apple Music's album charts and in 138 countries. And she's going into 2025 with 7 Grammy nominations, including nominations for Album, Record, and Song of the Year.
I am there with the Sabrina Carpenter fans. I think Billie Eilish had a great year. I even picked Birds of a Feather, I think, to win Song of the Year or Record of the Year when it comes to Grammys. But I think Sabrina Carpenter, you can't deny the year that she had. She had a massive year. She transcended into other fan bases. At one point, she had 3 songs in the top 10 for like 6 weeks. In my opinion, it goes to Sabrina Carpenter.
I mean, I think it's a valid argument. I do, but she really kind of hit it big in the summer. That's when that happened. And Billie had been continuous.
You look over the whole 12 months.
Yeah,
okay.
But I definitely think there's an argument for Sabrina and many other artists. I thought Charlie XCX had a huge year, like massive. She was on tour too. And so, yeah, the bottom line is this was the year of the female when it comes to music.
Uh-huh.
And I am just so impressed with all the great music that these ladies put in. So, really happy for Billy. It's a really cool honor. And that is what's trending.
Time for Heads Up and time for you to win. You got to be caller 20, so start dialing right now. 702-364-9400. Be caller 20. You get to play Heads Up, and we got a great prize for you.
We have your tickets to see Shania Twain.
That don't impress me.
Her PH Live residency is at Planet Hollywood. Your tickets right now with Heads Up. It's Friday, so we only have one category left. That category is Diamonds and Pearls. And you do get to pick your partner. You get six answers right in 60 seconds, and these tickets are yours. So caller 20, you get to play right now. 702-364-9400.
It's time for Heads Up with Mercedes in the Morning on Mix 94.1.
Robin, you're caller 20. You're getting to play Heads Up.
Yeah.
You ready to do
this? I can do this.
All right. We've got your Shania Twain tickets ready to go. Your category is Diamond and Pearls. So November. We love that. November is Real Jewelry Month. So these are all things that are associated with jewelry. Okay.
Okay.
Who do you want to pick as your partner?
You.
Okay.
All right. Robin, 60 seconds on the clock to get six correct. It's real simple. And you start now.
These are studs, hoops. These are all types of what?
Earrings.
Yes. This so you would wear around your wrist?
Bracelet?
Yes.
Bangle?
This is a red gemstone.
Ruby.
Yes. This is what you would wear on your wrist to tell the time.
What?
Yes. This is what men wear with their tuxedos to keep their... Yes. This is not gold, but...
Silver.
Yes. Wow. Robin. I mean, that was like in record time.
Yeah.
You were so good. That was so easy for you.
Woo.
Congratulations.
Robin.
Thank you. I'm so excited.
Well, you have plenty of time to spare. You could have done it in 30 seconds just talking about whatever you wanted to talk about.
I know. Cufflinks.
Can I tell you that I did this once before with Mercedes and it came down to the buzzer with her and we weren't
successful.
So I'm so excited.
Redemption.
Sweet redemption.
Yeah.
Yes, I love it. Congratulations, Robin. We're going to play Heads Up again in the 8 o'clock hour, and then we will be giving away Post Malone and Jelly Roll tickets. And coming up next, have you ever had a cringe attack where you think back on something that you did and you're like, oh my gosh, I had a massive one last night. We'll talk about it coming up next. It's Mix 94.1.
It's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
The Hot 3, it's powered by Best Mattress. Just like David says, sleep easy, friends.
Do you remember the actor Jussie Smollett and that whole situation with the alleged attack? Yeah, his conviction on charges that he staged a hate crime against himself, that was all overturned by the Illinois Supreme Court. But not because anyone thinks he's innocent. It's kind of odd how this all happened. What happened originally was the Chicago DA, her name's Kimberly Fox, she reached a deal with Jussie that resulted in her dropping the charges. But the mayor at that time, Rahm Emanuel, he didn't like that. So he appointed a special prosecutor to investigate the whole thing. And then a grand jury restored the charges. And then in 2021, he was convicted. Well, Jussie's attorneys argued that that was just vindictive persecution. And the original resolution to the case got instituted. And so the state Supreme Court agreed that that was unnecessary. And so it's gone. It's all been overturned.
I thought it was done and settled with it. I didn't realize that had happened, that So they came to a resolution. The mayor didn't like it, the resolution, and said, let's reopen this case and assign a special investigator to dig deeper into this whole thing.
Yeah, and then the grand jury, they restored the charges of his conviction.
Wasn't one of the things a lot of people were complaining about, too, and I get it, is that when everything went down, just a waste of resources and money investigating everything to find out the whole thing was a fraud and a setup. Everything is settled, and the mayor's like, let's put more money into the thing and reinvestigate everything. Like, wait, we just settled everything.
Well, it's all over now.
Okay.
So I guess no more money wasted. Thank goodness. It's just getting to be a little ridiculous here. All right. Also this morning, there is a new study out that suggests that an attractive wife leads to a satisfying marriage. This study tracked over 450 newlywed couples over the course of 4 years. And they asked this question. They asked, does a good-looking spouse lead to a more satisfying union? And what the researchers discovered was that spousal attractiveness does play a major role in marital satisfaction, but only for men. In other words, men care about looks more than women do. It didn't play a role for women. Women didn't really care.
I think hopefully every guy hearing this study and what you're saying say, absolutely, my wife is gorgeous. She's stunning. I'm so in love with my wife. I'm in a happy marriage. I'm hoping every guy thinks their wife is gorgeous, stunning, and beautiful and should be on be ranked like that.
I would hope so, too. But I also think that, you know, over time, things change and people age. And, you know, maybe what you were attracted to initially, they change. And hopefully your relationship is more substantive than just the outer layers of what you're looking at. And that if you lose that physical attraction, there's still that attraction there to who they are as a person.
Yes, 100% agree. My wife is my best friend. But so then this study is saying that, so that's how women see it then too. So women see guys, they may lose their attraction, that initial thing that drew you to them, but they're still there for their guy. Whereas men might be a little more shallower than ladies.
It's just that the attractiveness doesn't matter. Mm-hmm. Like the physical attraction, it's not what that brings us to guys initially all the time. I mean, obviously, you know, you look at someone and you're like, oh, maybe I'll talk to that person, but it's more... I guess it's more deep than that.
Now, in the movie Hot Frosty, do you think she was attracted to Jack the Snowman because of his looks or more of his endearing personality?
See, I don't think she was attracted to him initially. I think she was annoyed by him initially. She's like, this guy, who are you? Like, oh, you're going to get hurt. Let me help you. And I think she saw that this was a snowman with a heart of gold and that she had to help him. And then the attraction kind of kicked in.
Okay, Layla and Teddy in Meet Me Next Christmas.
She didn't even notice him. She wasn't even attracted to him.
So she saw those biceps of his.
Yeah, the attraction was for the other guy. And here he is, your Prince Charming in front of you. She didn't even notice him. She's like, I don't, you know, well, whatever. Get me a ticket to the Pentatonics. if you don't know what we're talking about two Christmas movies that you got to watch.
Must
on
watch.
Netflix. Mm-hmm. Finally, this morning, parents, we get it. All those math classes you took, they have helped you not at all in your adult life, but maybe it's time to break out a textbook or two and start brushing up on your algebra skills, or you get what happened in Wisconsin this week. So the Shawano County Sheriff's Department got a call from a 10-year-old who needed help on their math homework. The sheriff said that the kid called 911 because he didn't know what he was doing. And the kid thought that constituted an emergency. And so he asked for help. The 911 dispatcher told the kid that the emergency line is not for homework, but they did have a spare moment and they offered to help anyway. So after this problem that the kid had stumped the dispatcher, she said, well, let me see if I have a deputy near you or your house who can come and help you. So they sent out a deputy. His name is Chase Mason. He happened to be available. He was in the right place at the right time. And he went out there and helped the kid with his homework.
That is sweet.
So sweet. But again, don't call 911 when you need help with your homework. It was good that they didn't have anything else going on, so they were able to do that. Talk about, you know, the resources. you just want to make sure that there's nothing else going on.
Oh, gosh. Yeah, I've heard of them answering the problems on the phone, but sending a deputy to the kid's house to help him out? That's next level.
There was, when I was a kid, I remember there was like a homework hotline, And like you could call. I think it was like the local PBS station had this homework hotline. And so they said between the hours of like 4 and 6 p.m., you can call if you have any issues with your homework. And I was doing math homework and my parents didn't understand it. And so I called the homework hotline and I gave them my algebra problem. I remember distinctly it was algebra because I went in the next day with my help from the homework hotline and I went in and I turned in my homework and I got that question wrong. I was like, what the heck?
I tried my best to help you out.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, I'm sorry I gave you the wrong.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Wrong answer.
There she is, Apple Music's 2024 Artist of the Year, Billie Eilish on Mix 94.1. You know, there's a dad that is, he's under fire right now. I mean, I feel like it's kind of evenly split, honestly, just looking at some of the comments. He posted a situation that he has on Reddit, and what do you guys think about this? So this dad, he was on snack duty for his kids' class, and if you have younger kids, you know that every few weeks you might get stuck with snack duty, so you want to send in something that they can enjoy and whatever, and so he had snack duty. He sent in a bunch of things. Cheez-Its, beef jerky, fig bars, Ritz crackers. They were asked, don't bring any peanut products, which I understand. There's some kids with peanut allergies and they can be deadly. So you want to stay away from the peanut stuff. So he did. He brought those things. So his kid comes home, says, there's a girl in the class that didn't like any of the snacks you brought in. And he's like, well, tough, you know. Mm-hmm. So the next week he had snack duty again, and so he sent in some like Madeline cookies and applesauce pouches, and the kid came home again saying, now that the girl is saying that she has allergies, she's gluten-free, she can't eat meat, all these dietary restrictions. And so the teacher calls him and asks if there's any way he could bring snacks now that fit this one student's specific restrictions. And based on what he's heard, that's basically fruit snacks and saltine crackers. But he wants to make sure that everyone has what they want. And he's like, I'm not gonna do this. Like, why am I catering to one student? What would you do in this situation? 702-364-9400.
It's interesting because they find out at the beginning of the year there's a peanut allergy. If she was really allergic, if she was gluten-free and couldn't eat meat, wouldn't those allergies be stated in the beginning of the year? And if that's the case, I would try to accommodate that kid if these allergies are known in the beginning of the year. Is she just being a picky eater in this whole situation?
That's what he's speculating. And he said that, you know, if there's one student that can't partake in this and all the other students can, it should be up to that student's parents to send in her snacks, give her the things that she wants. And he wanted to know, was he being a jerk for putting the teacher in a tough spot like that, saying like, hey, I'm going to send these things. I don't send the peanut stuff like you asked us at the beginning of the year. And then now all of a sudden she's claiming she has these other allergies when she's telling his son that she just doesn't like the snacks that he's bringing in. What do you think? And are you in a situation like that where your kid has an allergy and you just bring their own thing. One of my daughter's friends, he has so many allergies, gluten. He's got, gosh, there was another, a dairy allergy. There's not a lot he can eat. And his mom always packs his own snacks. Like, she never puts it on anyone else, which I think is nice. But I do think there are ways to accommodate a kid with certain allergies. Stacy, good morning. What do you think?
Good morning. Yeah, I mean, I get that he wants to bring what he wants to bring. And I do also get about the mom supplying her child with special snacks. But also, the father could just get what he wants, but then add one special little thing for the other child so that the other child doesn't feel left out. He can still get whatever he wants for the other kids.
Yeah, like just throw in a box of saltine crackers. You know, there's not a lot of effort that goes into that.
Yeah, and that, I agree, Stacey, I agree with you 100%. That's kind of where my mindset is, too. It's like, they're little kids. If it was an adult, maybe a different story with an adult, but it's a third grader, a little kid. And fine, okay, what is this kid allergic to? Dairy, meat, everything else. Okay, what are her preferred snacks? She likes this certain kind of cracker? Awesome. Here are the fruit snacks for the rest of the class, and give Susie these crackers so she doesn't feel left out.
Well, I think that the issue here is that not that she's allergic to these things. There was nothing ever mentioned that she was allergic to them. It's her son, his son coming home and saying she didn't like what you brought.
Yeah, pick it.
She doesn't like those things, so we got to get her something that she does like. So do you give her her way and give her whatever she wants? Because you know, I don't like that. Is that just feeding into the problem? We just got a text here. It says, as a 28-year-old CCSD veteran teacher, no. Have the picky mom bring her snacks. This one says, the dad is not a jerk. The parents should send the snacks for the kid with allergies. And then this one says, my nephew is on the autism spectrum, and my sister always packs his food whenever he goes because he is very limited on what he will eat. I think it falls on the parent to accommodate their child. What do you guys think? 702-364-9400. Our phones are blowing up. We'll take your calls coming up next. It's Mix 94.1. Mix 94.1. It's Mercedes in the morning. Hi, KB. How you doing?
I am too blessed to be stressed. JC, my man.
Hey, KB. What's up, buddy?
Listen, I have been snack dad, okay? Now, what I do, I talk to the teacher before. And I get a list of who needs what, and I get the snacks accordingly. Now, when your child has exceptional allergies or extenuating medical circumstances, that falls on the parent. Okay? I take my kids with me when I snack dad. We get a litany of things. We cover the entire spectrum. But for the children with the exceptional medical conditions, that's on their parent. I'm a great snack dad. I've also been president and vice president of the PTO, so I deal with a lot of parents.
KB, I want to go wherever you're snack dad. I can just tell you bring the good snacks. What do you bring?
Bring us something, KB.
Yeah, I get what you're saying. We're getting a lot of similar responses here on our text line, and we want to know what you guys think. A lot of people are agreeing with what KB has to say, but there are some that are like, hey, don't be rude. Just help. 702-364-9400. More of your calls coming up. We have a great text from a nurse in CCSD. What she has to say coming up next. It's Mix 94.1. It's Mix 94.1. Mercedes in the morning. Hi, Mary.
Hi.
Hey, we're talking about the dad who's under fire. He brings snacks for his kids' class. He abides by the no peanut allergy rule, doesn't bring anything with that. But lately, he's been told that a little girl in the class doesn't like the snacks he's bringing, and the teacher asked if he could maybe accommodate her needs. He's like, no, let her parents do that. What do you think?
Well, first of all, KB couldn't have said it better. I mean, he said it perfectly. And also, my job of as a teacher is to protect my students and my parents. And as a parent of a special needs child, it's my responsibility to make sure my child stays safe. And I'm responsible for bringing in special treats for my child. So I would explain to the children, little Joey is bringing his own treats because he has allergies and food. And his tummy, it depends on what grade you're in, but he can't tolerate certain food. So that would eliminate the jealousy factor as well. But absolutely, I think it falls on the parent.
That's a great point, Mary, because my wife, she has Crohn's disease, and she can't have dairy. And I remember the first time trying to cut out dairy and not realizing certain things were considered dairy, like whey is a dairy product. So I'd buy stuff.
Right away.
She'd be getting sick. Like, why are you getting sick? And then someone said, do you know whey is dairy? I'm like, oh, my gosh. So I could see a parent doing that. Oh, it doesn't have any milk or anything, just whey. But whey is dairy and can hurt the kid.
Absolutely. And you have to protect the parents and the children.
Yeah. Yeah, it's true. Thank you so much, Mary. We appreciate it. Let's talk to a couple of our junior listeners. Saxton is on the phone. Saxton, what do you think about this?
I think that he shouldn't get snacks for just this one person because the other students would actually like get what they want. I think like the parent of that one student, because she didn't speak up the first time, should... like her mom or dad should pack her some snacks that she can actually eat.
Yeah, like we can't all put in our individual orders, because if we did, Saxton, what would you order for snack?
Well, I would order, well, I would do a pizza party for the entire class.
Yeah.
I want to be in Saxton's class. Thank you, Saxton. Let's talk to another junior listener, Elliot. Elliot, what do you think?
Hi. I think that you have to accommodate for everyone, and I have a gluten-free sibling, and it makes them feel included when she also gets to have a snack, and everyone else gets donuts, but she gets an apple.
Oh, that sucks. So, yeah, you get the apple while they're eating the donuts. Oh, man. So what do you suggest that someone do in that situation? Are they obligated to go find like a gluten-free donut for that person? Or do you think it should be on your mom's to get a gluten-free donut for your sibling?
I think that they should also get a gluten-free donut, because if you're going to bring snacks for everyone, bring snacks for everyone.
Yeah, the problem is I don't think they make you aware of everyone who has like gluten and allergies and things like that. But I get what you're saying, Elliot. If you got to get a donut, where would you want us to bring you donuts from?
Probably like, I don't really know.
Like a pink box with sprinkles on it?
Yeah, that would be good.
Thanks, Elliot. I do the same.
It's time for Mercedes in the Morning's Mega Minute.
Hi, Kirsten.
Hi.
You're caller 20. Ooh, I hear voices. Voices. Woo-hoo. Who else is in the car with you, Kirsten?
I've got my son, Sam, my daughter, Lily, and my other son, Tyler, and then my husband.
Oh, my gosh. I love the whole family. That means five people, five chances to get a question right, which is awesome. Your odds just went up. So just if any of you guys know the answer to one of the questions I ask, just scream it out. If I hear the correct answer, we're moving on, okay?
Okay.
All right, Kirsten, Sam, Lily, Tyler, and husband, you'll have 60 seconds on the clock to get 10 questions to answer them correctly. If you get one wrong or if you guys want to pass on one, that's fine. We'll come back to that question at the end. And here we go. The Mega Minute. It starts now.
Which band is known for their hits Mr. Brightside and Somebody Told Me?
The Killers.
Yes. And Andy Reid is the head coach for what NFL team?
Oh, God.
What Christmas movie is about Ralphie Triple Dog daring his friend to lick a frozen pole?
The Christmas Story.
Yes. Christmas. What day of the week does Rebecca Black sing about in her 2011 song?
Friday.
Yes. Friday. Which river runs through London?
The Thames.
Yes. So Elizabeth Olsen plays what Marvel superhero?
Oh, she's the red one. Scarlet Witch?
Yes. What is the name of the song that Bruno Mars and Lady Gaga recently collaborated on?
Scarlet Witch!
Yes. What is traditionally the main dish for Thanksgiving?
Turkey.
Yes. Marcel the Monkey is in what TV show?
Oh, Friends.
Yes, Ryan Gosling and Rachel McAdams play Noah and Allie. Oh,
The Notebook.
No. Yeah, Notebook.
It was The Notebook. I thought that was it, but unfortunately, we skipped that one question. Andy Reid is the head coach for what NFL team? Do you guys remember?
No. No idea.
Kansas City Chiefs. Oh. I'm so sorry.
The heartache on this one is real.
What a great team effort, though. Sam, Lily, Tyler, husband, you guys all did amazing, as did you, Kirsten. I'm so sorry that we didn't get it this time. Oh, and man, talk about close. That was such a good effort. But that means caller 20 right now. You get the tickets, your passes for the Killers. These tickets, they go on sale today at 10 o'clock. So you are going to win them before you can buy them. And caller 20 gets them right now at 702-364-9400.
It's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
The Hot 3 is powered by Best Mattress. Just like David says, sleep easy, friends.
This Wisconsin case is so wild. It's a case of a missing guy who he continues to provide these twists and turns. His name is Ryan Borgwart, and he disappeared months ago in Green Lake County. He staged things to look like he had suffered an accident while he was kayaking. Instead, the sheriff said at a news conference yesterday that he had been in contact with his office since last week and had given some details about what had happened. I guess the guy overturned his kayak, he dumped his phone in the lake, and then he paddled a small inflatable boat to shore. At that point, he rode an electric bike like 70 miles to Madison, Wisconsin, where he caught a bus to Detroit. Then the guy took another bus to Canada, got on a plane, and just disappeared. Now, the thing that's not completely clear is why he did it. He says he staged his disappearance due to personal matters. The sheriff said he was going to try and make things better in his mind and that this was the way it was going to be, but he left his wife and three children.
Oh, he was not a happy man.
Yeah.
He wanted out in a bad way.
They had no idea what happened to him. Authorities have found he was talking online to a woman in Eastern Europe.
Oh, there we go.
Yeah. So he sent a video to them. He says, I'm safe. I'm secure. No problem. I hope this works. The sheriff said, if the guy returns, that's up to him. That's up to
him. So he's free and clear.
He didn't
do anything wrong,
just,
I guess. Yeah.
He just left. And that's up to them to decide if he wants to return or not.
Why not just leave? Why go through all the stages? Why not just get on a plane and fly to wherever you're going?
Have you ever thought about doing that? Just dropping everything and leaving and just like starting under
just life. Walking away from it all. Just think about it. You could if you wanted to. Right now, you just say, I'm out. Get in your car and just drive and leave.
Where would you go? Like, in my mind, if I were to ever do this, and I'm not going to do this because I wouldn't ever leave my family. But if we all packed up together collectively, I have already determined where I would go. And by saying it, I guess I'm like blowing my cover. But there's this really small town in southern Germany called Füssen.
Oh, you leave the country.
All country. Uh-huh. And I would go live in this little village called Füssen. It's so calm and peaceful and beautiful. I don't think anyone would ever find me there. I think I would just live my life, go to the little markets, just buy my vegetables and live in a little cottage. And that's where I would go.
I would go to, I don't want to say it because if I do it. But
you have to. I just said
Okay. Cody, Wyoming.
I knew you were going to go there. That's literally like the first place I would go look for you.
Really?
Yeah.
No, you wouldn't. Oh,
has anyone checked Cody, Wyoming? There's these little cabins that he and his wife rent out there.
I would go. I leave it all. I'm not going to bring it with me. Sorry, Laura. I'm out. Sorry, Jackson, Zoe. I'm out. I'm just going to Cody, Wyoming, going off the grid. There's a gym there that I would work out. I would rent a one-bedroom apartment, pay cash, not speak to anyone, be quiet for about a year, and then start to open up to the locals. I'll be the new guy in town.
Change your name. My name is Chase Johnson.
Oh, I was going to go Chase Rogers.
Okay, Chase Rogers.
Hey, Chase Rogers that works at the gym. Nice guy. Yeah, he's very mysterious. Hey, Chase, where are you from? Detroit.
You just make up a thing.
Yes.
Steph, where would you go? You're dropping everything. You're starting a new life. Where do you go?
I'm going. It's like between France and Spain. I think it's Andorra. It's like a mountain city. I love mountain ranges. I'm leaving James. I'm leaving Momo. My name would be Cynthia.
Cynthia. Oh.
Hey, Cynthia, what'd you do for a living growing up?
Oh, you know, I was a very big baker where I was. I loved to bake, but, you know, I've taken a step back, and now I just want to enjoy my life. Oh, where's your family from? I forget. I'm adopted, so I really don't know.
I got hit in the head by a frying pan. I have amnesia. It's Mix 94.1, Mercedes in the morning, and this weekend, F1, it is hit Las Vegas. Last night, the teams were practicing on the track, which runs right down the Las Vegas Strip, and we have our F1 expert with F1 for Dummies back on the phone this morning. It is my daughter, Sophie. Good morning.
Yeah.
Good morning, everybody.
How pumped are you? You're the biggest F1 fan that I know, and how excited are you about this race?
I am extremely excited. It might not sound like it, but I am extremely excited.
Oh, we feel the energy. Did you say, Sophie, who your favorite driver is going into the weekend? Who do you think is going to win this whole thing?
Oh, see, well, after watching the practices last night, both Mercedes drivers looked really great out there. Lewis Hamilton and George Russell, they looked really great. So I would not be surprised if you see either or both of them on the podium. And McLaren's Lando Norris also was looking really good in the practice. So those are the three to keep an eye on as we go into the final practice and qualifying for today.
I saw some like breaking news this morning, like that everybody is talking about with the Red Bull team. Did something major happen?
Yeah, so the Red Bull car, so last night during the practices, they were not doing so great. And I thought it was because they were using a different tire compound than everyone else, because if you use the soft tires compared to the medium tires, you're supposed to go faster on the track. But it turns out that the Red Bull mechanic put the wrong rear wing on the Red Bull car. So that when they go down the strip, you're seeing drivers hit 217 miles per hour. And that's where a lot of drivers make up their time on the track. But instead, the Red Bull is losing 0.6 seconds, which might not sound like a lot, but in F1, that is a huge margin.
Why'd they put the wrong wing on? Did they just like bring the wrong one, or what happened?
They brought the wrong wing. So people were hoping that they would be able to ship out the right wing from their headquarters in Milton Keynes, but unfortunately, I don't think that's going to be able to happen. So it's definitely looking like a bit of an uphill battle for the Red Bull this weekend.
Isn't it funny? Red Bull's whole motto is Red Bull gives you wings.
And they brought the wrong wings. They can't Amazon Prime it.
Yeah, get it over here.
Oh, man.
That's a neat little nugget, Sophie. Thanks for that information.
Yeah, that's some breaking news there. What do you guys think? F1, we've been talking a lot about it here on the show. And do you have questions about it? Sophie, we've got some calls right now. In Chris, good morning.
Hi, good morning.
Hey, what is your question? Your F1 question for F1 for Dummies.
Yes. Well, Sophie, I was watching the practice test last night, and there was a part of the track that I noticed that the drivers were having trouble on. Do you know what part of the track that is?
Yeah, so they actually did like a whole segment during the practices. They had one of their reporters go out and stand there and show how all of the drivers were struggling, and that's at turn 14. And so many times throughout the night, a lot of the drivers were going into the runoff area and having to flip around, because especially at turn 14, the track is super slick. So it's hard for the drivers to get their braking exactly right without having to sacrifice a lot of their lap time.
Oh, man.
So that's definitely going to be a point on the track, especially during the qualifying, to keep an eye on, because if the drivers can really master that turn 14, that could be the difference between getting a nice pole position or starting in the back of the pack.
Where is turn 14? Do you know roughly, is that by like going down Colval Lane? Do you know where on the track is turn 14? Where should we be looking for this on the track?
I'm not sure exactly where in terms of street, But turn 14 is around the area where Lando Norris actually crashed out last year.
I know we were talking about.
So it's historically been a bit of a problematic turn for the drivers. So I think that could be a key difference maker in the race.
Awesome. I don't know how you know this stuff. That's fascinating to me. Christina, good morning. What is your F1 for dummy question?
I just wanted to know, is there more than one championship going on?
Yes. So there are two championships happening right now. There's the Constructors' Championship, which is the 10 teams. And then there's the Drivers' Championship, which is all 20 drivers. So it's really interesting because there are two pretty contentious battles happening. In the Drivers' Championship, you have Max Verstappen and Lando Norris that are battling for the title. And then in the Drivers' Championship, you have a three-way battle between McLaren, Ferrari, and Red Bull. So it's really tight, but it's possible for Max to win the Drivers' Championship here in Vegas, but with this rear wing issue, we might see that being postponed to a race in the next part of it.
Oh, yeah. They were all saying, like, Max could take the championship here, but they packed the wrong wing in their suitcase.
They got the wrong wing. Whose job was that?
Sophie, you're going to head out to some of the, like, activations. I tried to get her tickets. I really did, but we couldn't do it. But you're going to the activations, right, today?
Yes, there are so many awesome activities and experiences happening all around the strip and just the area down there. So there's the F1 hub at the Venetian, which has so many pieces of merchandise exclusive for the Las Vegas GP. They have exclusive collections with Peanuts, so you can get your F1 Snoopy, everything. They have some Golden Knights collaborations down there as well, along with some team-specific merch. But then the teams also have their own pop-ups going on. So if you're down by the Aria in the lobby, the Mercedes team has a massive store set up, and they have racing sims that you can go in.
You got to get me something from that.
You already know, girl. I got it.
Sophie, thank you so much.
You're one of the top three drivers of the day at the Mercedes experience, though. You could win a signed cap.
So, oh, wow.
That's cool.
From Hamilton or my boy, Russell?
Yes, exactly.
That's awesome. Thank you, Sophie. I love you so much. And she's explains it so I understand it, you know?
F1 for dummies. Thank you, Sophie.
Hey, are you ready? Now. It's time for Mercedes in the Morning's Oh Wow Wheel on Mix 94.1.
Hey, Rebecca. Happy Friday. How you doing?
I'm great. Guys.
Let's do this. You are our guest vetoer today. You are going to make the call on whether or not the person it lands on gets to play their song for the Oh Wow Wheel. We are giving it a big old spin right now. So you are in the driver's seat today. Will you or won't you use the veto? The wheel is slowing down and it is landing on. Let's see here. Me.
Hey.
Landing on me. All right. Okay. Rebecca, so my category this week was a song from the 90s. So, you know, I got to go with my girl Alanis, and you don't hear this song very often. It's my favorite Alanis song. It's the first song off of Jagged Little Pill. It's called All I Really Want, and that was my selection. So, you get to decide, and good thing it has a long intro. Do you want to hear it, or do you want to give it the veto?
I want to hear it.
Yes!
I had a road trip. Louisiana and sang that whole album.
I love it.
Nice.
Backwards and inside out, and you say how appropriate. I don't dissect everything.
That is a great song.
Oh my god, I can't tell you how happy I am I didn't get the veto today. That is my favorite Alanis song. I love it so much.
Where was that as far as the releases? Was that released before like one of her first singles released? Or?
No, it's the first song on the album, and it got a little bit of airplay, but it was mostly on like the alternative stations and stuff. It wasn't like really mainstream, but My favorite song.
That's a great
thank
one.
You. Thank you. Thank you. All right. So if I would have gotten the veto, it was going to go over to you, Steph. Steph, what was your song and what was your category?
The category was a song that you might hear at a sporting event. All I have to say is two words. Spirit Fingers.
Y'all ready for this?
I love this song.
Get ready for this by Two Unlimited.
All right, JC. And you weren't in the mix this week, but what was your song?
So in honor of the month of November, it's a song or artist that has the word no in its title. So I went with I Can't Get No Satisfaction.
Rolling Stones.
The Boston would have been flipping out if he heard it. So
hey,
I'm lucky I wasn't picked.
That's the point of the Oh Wow Wheel, you know?
Oh wow, what radio
He's
station
be
is
like,
this?
Oh wow, JC, I'm going to have to talk to you after the show. All right.
Here we go. We got Heads Up, and we want you to play. Caller 20, that's you. The number is 702-364-9400. You're Caller 20, you're playing Heads Up, and you're playing for one big prize.
We've got your tickets. Win them before you can buy them tickets to see Post Malone. They always say congratulations. He is doing a stadium tour across the country, and he's hitting Allegiant Stadium on May 3rd. These tickets don't go on sale until Tuesday, but yours right now with Heads Up. Also, did I mention special guest Jelly Roll on that ticket too? It's going to be a huge show. Caller 20 right now, you get to play Heads Up. You are using, you have one category left. I'm trying to see what it is here. It's the Princess Diaries. You do get to pick your partner, and if you get six answers in 60 seconds, these tickets are yours. Caller 20 is playing 702-364
9400. It's time for Heads Up with Mercedes in the Morning on Mix 94.1.
Happy Friday, Monica. You're caller 20.
Woo! Yay!
Are you ready for some Heads Up for Post Malone tickets?
Absolutely.
All right, let's do it. Your category is the Princess Diaries. National Princess Day was on Monday, so these are all fictional princesses or things that are associated with princesses, okay?
Okay.
Okay, so who would you like to pick as your partner this morning?
Mercedes, please.
All right.
All right, Monica, 60 seconds on the clock to get six correct, and Heads Up, you start now.
This is what they wear on their head.
Crown.
Not a crown, but a smaller version.
Tiara.
Yes.
Tiara.
This is, the princess's mom is known as the what?
Queen.
Yes. She is the princess from Aladdin.
Pat.
This is the princess.
Jasmine.
Yeah, yes, that is correct. This is the princess from, Super Mario Brothers. Okay, this is what they go to. Like, you're at midnight, you have to leave this place or else. Yes, this is what they call you. Like, yes, hello, your
Highness.
Yes, Royal Highness. This is when you meet royalty, you might do this where you take it from your waist.
I bow.
Yes. Oh my gosh,
nice.
You are so good, Monica. You got it. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Monica, you're all set. Post Malone presents the Big Ass Stadium Tour with Jelly Roll. This is happening on Saturday, May 3rd. Those tickets go on sale next Tuesday, but you've got yours now. Congratulations.
Thank you.
All right, hold on 1 second. Steph will get your information. And it is Friday morning, so we've got the Friday Rewind, the best songs of the 90s, 2000s. Do you have a request? Send it to us now. It kicks off at 9 a.m., 702-364-9400.
For a while there, it was rough. But
it's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
The Hot 3, it is powered by Best Mattress. Just like David says, sleep easy, friends.
Okay, so a lot of people were texting because I had teased two stories for the last Hot 3, and we got distracted.
We got sidetracked, yeah.
And we weren't able to get to them. So let's get to those. So if you're having trouble sleeping, maybe a five-minute ice bath or a quick trip to the back porch in sub-zero temperatures could be the right thing for you. Scientists are saying that regularly spending 5 minutes a day in extremely cold temperatures can noticeably improve people's sleep. They call it cryostimulation, and they're saying that this could be a viable treatment for people with sleep issues. They did this study, and people would go about their days as normally as they would, but they would take a 5 minute period where they would go into this chamber that was chilled to minus 130 degrees, which, I mean, that's colder than any temperature that's ever been
that
recorded
horrible.
In nature.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And they said that it helped them sleep better. Yeah. Probably because you're like exhausted after you're shivering all day long and then you just pass out.
My buddy swears by these ice baths, and he has one, a professional one, installed in his house. And he was telling me, like, he loves it. He does it every day. But it was the first time they installed it. He was having a bunch of work done in his backyard. They just moved in, get everything situated. And he got into the ice bath, and he got into it naked. And he did the ice bath. He's in there naked, and he does the whole, I don't know how long he did it for, but he goes to get out to get his bathrobe on. And he gets out naked after sitting in an ice bath for X amount of time. And one of the construction guys is there in the backyard. It's like, okay.
Oh, man.
All right. And he's like, yeah, I was also in an ice bath too, by the way.
Yeah,
extreme
exactly.
Cold down here. This is awkward. I'm naked, but also coming out of an ice bath.
Oh, man. I mean, I just go out of my pool with no heaters on, no solar on. It would be freezing.
You
in
feel
there.
That, yeah, dude. Yeah. Just dip in the pool. Yeah.
So this UK shopper, she was absolutely horrified when she got this necklace that she bought from Temu, and it wasn't the cute accessory she expected it to be. So her name is Bella Moscardini. She's a TikTok creator, and she was showing off this pendant that she bought with a cool looking like tooth kind of thing on it, and she noticed the tooth smelled really bad. Like, she couldn't figure out what it was. And she realized that it was a real dog's tooth on there, which was naturally decaying. She said that she couldn't believe it. She said, what the hell, Temu? Why are you sending me an actual dog's tooth? She sent them back the tooth, citing their 90-day money-back guarantee for items not as described, but they won't confirm if the necklace is truly a tooth. She's like, it smells like the natural decay of an actual tooth, and it like rubs like a real tooth.
I'm looking at the photo of it. It's a big tooth, but
it's
yeah.
Disgusting.
Yeah, it's nasty. Oh, yeah. You can see a photo of it being inside a dog. Yeah,
yeah, for
ugh.
Sure.
Don't do that, Temu.
I know.
Dear Lord.
I know you guys want to cut corners and make things more affordable for people, but I think I'm good. I'm good when it comes to dog's teeth.
I'm reading the description. She took a screenshot of it, and when she bought hers, there was only three left at the time, so they're selling out.
That poor dog with three missing teeth.
Hard.
I actually got a molar if you want to make more.
16 sold. Interesting, yeah.
Finally, this morning, there is a church in Lucerne, Switzerland, and they have introduced AI-powered Jesus for confessions. So a lot of people are debating about this, if this is ethical or not. A lot of people are very curious about this. It's known as Deus in Machina, and it's the installation at the St. Peter's Church, and it allows worshipers to interact with the digital face of Jesus, who is programmed to respond with insights drawn from the New Testament and other online resources. So one of the worshipers said that they were surprised. It felt easy, and even though it was a machine, it gave her really good advice. The AI Jesus, it's fluent in over 100 languages, answers a bunch of questions, moral dilemmas, offers advice. A lot of visitors were really impressed with this confessional experiences. But some are saying that this is really sacrilegious to have an AI replace Jesus for meaningful conversations. This installation, it's active this month, and it's raising a lot of questions whether AI can offer like 24/7 pastoral care here. I just got a text from one of my friends who said, I'm going to Lucerne next month. I need to check out AI Jesus.
Oh, yeah. Your friend's got to call us, hanging out with AI Jesus.
What do you think about that?
I'm cool with it. Listen, if it opens up a conversation with someone with God or Jesus or a higher power and gets them talking about whatever issues or things that are going on in their lives, I'm totally fine with that. I think that's great.
Well, what if AI Jesus gives you really bad advice, you know?
AI Jesus wouldn't steer you wrong. What if we had Okay, you be AI Jesus.
Okay.
And I'll my question for AI Jesus, and I'm at this, it's at a church?
Yes.
Okay. Well, look, what a surprise. I left the country for the first time ever. This is a thrill. Secondly, AI Jesus, my wife wants to go see Wicked this weekend. And I told her, no problem. We'll go on Sunday. But I've now discovered that all the theaters are sold out. How do you think I should approach this, Jesus? Oh. AI Jesus.
Let me actually put this in AI and see what they have to say. And I'll tell them to answer this as they were AI Jesus.
Okay.
Sold out. What do I do?
Let's go. I said, no problem, honey. Done deal. She said, do you think we can take this? I got you covered. We'll go Sunday.
Okay, here we go. This is, I asked them to answer as AI Jesus. Uh-huh. My child, be not disheartened by this earthly obstacle. Wicked is a tale of wonder, but your love for your wife is the truest act of magic. Here is what you may do. Seek alternative showtimes or locations. Wait list and resale options. Be vigilant and discerning, though, for not all resales are honest.
Thank you, Jesus.
Pray and trust. Sometimes blessings come when least expected. Trust in the unfolding of events and let your thoughtfulness shine in how you respond to her wish. Love is the truest gift, and your effort to make her happy shall not go unnoticed. That is not my Jesus voice, and I'm not pretending to be Jesus.
No!
Just don't get mad at me, people.
I was hoping Jesus had a final line, and check the Suncoast, 5 o'clock on Sunday. They open up more seats.
And also, you will go to hell for not getting those tickets. Just kidding.
It's Mix 94.1. There we go. It's time for the Friday Rewind Quiz.
All right, we're going to take it back to years past and try to figure out what is the song that we are looking for. It's harder than you can imagine because the song is played in true Rewind fast fashion backwards. So what year are we going to today?
We're going back to 1994. On November 22nd, 1994, this was the number two song in the country. It had been on the charts for 10 weeks at this point, and eventually it did move up to number one.
Oh, it did? Yeah. Okay, mm-hmm. So it wasn't quite there yet.
Yeah, sitting at number two, it did eventually top the charts. You ready for it?
Yes.
Okay, here we go.
Oh, here comes Hot Stepper. Ivy Kamosi, Hot Stepper.
Yes.
I'm the lyrical gangsta.
That's kind of unrecognizable at first when you play it backwards. Let me hit that again. It's so different.
It sounds like it could be its own new song.
Really?
It's like, yeah. Hey, money, money, money.
This was the number two song in the country back in 1994. So here it is. Here comes the Hot Stepper on Mix 94.
Na 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 na